Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my happy partner forever, I'm blessed to say, and the great teacher of eschatology, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my love. And yes, we should all be happy with thoughts of our Lord's soon return as the signs keep mounting. Shalom to all of you as well, and may this program bless you and, of course, our Heavenly Father. Let's pray.
Abba, Father, we thank you for the many signs of your Son's return. First for his bride, and then 7 years later to set up his kingdom on this earth. We are so grateful for your holy word, especially for the revelation that outlines it all and confirms the first testament prophets of our majestic destiny. We continue, as we will never stop, praying for all our loved ones to be included in this divine plan that entered the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We pray for our president, whose burdens are heavy. Keep him in good health and give him divine direction according to your will. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen, and praise be to the Lord.
So, where do we begin to intertwine so much news with Scripture?
Well, I am glad you pointed that out, because that is always our intention. Because the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I'd say about 25 years ago, to teach the Bible by utilizing our Jewish roots from the first century when Jesus walked, leaving out what was evolved later during the Dark Ages. And soon on, I had a vivid experience of a pre-tribulation rapture, which pushed me into a much deeper study of God's Word, and especially the book of Revelation, and along with my ordination. And I was so grateful, dear, for your encouragement, and as and always being there as kind of like behind-the-scenes kind of guy who finally, after a little coaxing and with my promise you could keep it minimal, join me in this radio program.
Well, you know, it's brought us both joy.
Amen to that.
So, Israel has been very busy these days.
Oh, big time. You know, they're still dealing with Hamas in Gaza as well in Syria. Now, I've been thinking about this, and I'm just wondering if maybe that's why President Trump wants to move our troops out of Syria, kind of out of harm's way, because he knew, I'm sure he knew, that Israel was about to ramp up their attacks on Iranian military, their secret installations in Syria. And now Israel certainly has done that. And they've been for quite a while aware that Iran keeps continuing to ship and fly in munitions and other materials into the Damascus airport and then to Syrian / Iranian weapons warehouses. And Israel has hit at least 10 targets just on Monday and is actually openly acknowledging this. And it definitely is an increase in attacks, especially after the missile attack on the Golan Heights the day before on Sunday.
Thankfully, that was intercepted by their Iron Dome.
Ah, yeah, for sure. However, and this is very perplexing, many are wondering why the IDF didn't take out the launching pad just across the Golan from which that missile came. And by the way, it's not the first time that they avoid the launching pads, sticking instead with the warehouses. With that said, many missiles are also coming from the vicinity of Damascus. Therefore, retaliation from Israel is heavy in this area, which of course brings us once again to what we mention a lot, and rightfully so, to the important prophecy in Isaiah 17, verse 1.
That Damascus will become a heap of ruins.
Yes. But even more so, we know from verse 4 that it happens just before that day, which begins God's judgment.
As referred to as the tribulation.
Yes. And what happens just before the tribulation begins?
His bride is called up. 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Amen and hallelujah. Let it begin, because the bride is ready.
Well, you know, I hope everyone listening to this is ready as well.
Oh, yes. The time is really short. Don't miss being a part of the greatest event ever since his resurrection. It's our resurrection for the righteous.
Amen.
Well, President Trump could also be diminishing our troops in Afghanistan after 17 years, which I know includes our protecting their poppy fields from the Taliban, and that is a fact. So why not just burn it all down, which we obviously could do?
Well, because it's the Afghans' major source of income.
Yes, and it's a country of high heroin addiction. And, of course, they sell it to drug cartels associated with many different militant groups. And don't forget the many corrupt government officials that get a hold of it. Much of what then, of course, eventually reaches the United States. We've even given billions of dollars to Afghanistan over the years to farmers so that they would grow food. But the profit is just too minimal.
It is estimated they grow a half a million acres of it.
Wow. And you know what? I want to suggest reading an article that sums it all up from theguardian.com. And it's from last January 2018. But it's a great review of how we got there. And still remain.
Yeah, for now.
Mm-hmm. But turmoil continues to escalate in Washington, much over false allegations, and of course as the shutdown continues. But many do suspect that an end might be in sight.
Well, you know, it has to be.
Yeah. President Trump has offered up a bill, which the Dems probably won't take it. Anyway, it's so sad. We are seeing, and we are seeing such hatred spilling out everywhere, social media, and just, it's awful, and it's just waxing very cold.
How about that super blood moon on Sunday night?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that prophetic event, right after you tell our new listeners, especially, how they can reach us.
Okay, there are three ways to contact us. You can send an email to Sheila at ChopRMinistries.net, or just call the office and leave a detailed message as to your question, 2440-834-9006, and be sure to leave your phone number. Also, by regular mail to box, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And if you appreciate and are blessed by this program, we would be very grateful for any love offering, which can also be made on our webpage, ShofarMinistries.net, which includes all the past radio and teaching newsletters. Archived for your added learning.
Yes, so let's take just a few minutes and talk about that super blood moon that we actually just saw pictures of, because unfortunately the clouds covered our view. But as I said last week and bears repeating often, and I'm sure we will, Joel 2:31 did prophesy a blood moon just prior to the tribulation.
He did indeed, along with a solar eclipse.
Which will happen on July 2nd, although not seen from America.
Should we read that?
Okay, good, definitely.
All right, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
Notice the word before. Because in the Hebrew, the word is panim, number 6440, which means at the forefront or within months of that day.
But there have been many other blood moons.
For sure. But only a few are super blood moons and a wolf moon all at the same time. A wolf moon means the first full moon of the year.
Said to be when the wolves howl the loudest.
Like a shofar?
Yeah, you can say that.
Also beginning last Sunday evening at sundown was another lesser non-scriptural feast for the Jews called Tu B'Shevat, which means the new year of the trees, when they thanked God for all the beautiful fruit trees as the sap begins to awaken and flow through the tree's inner veins. It's inner development. But also, I recently found out that President Trump was born at the onset of a total blood moon.
Exactly. 700 days before Israel became a legal nation.
Yes. And Sunday also marked the second year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration at 70 plus 7 months plus 7 days old.
Triple seven.
Yes. Oh, and one more, and it's perhaps a silly tidbit, but it's worth mentioning. Many compare Donald Trump to the good King Darius, who took over the empire and was very kind to the Jews way back when. And Israel has even been minting coins with both their heads imprinted on it, Darius and Trump. With that said, it might interest you to know that it was also 2 years into Darius's reign when he told the Jews it was time to rebuild their temple, Haggai 1:1.
And, as you said, Sunday also marked 2 years for President Trump.
I know. I think that's pretty interesting. As you remember, the Jews were held in captivity for 70 years in Babylon until the Medes and Persians took it over. And Israel has legally been in, has a state for 70 years.
Yeah, 70 is significant.
Uh-huh. And many Jews believe as part of the upcoming peace plan, they too will now be permitted to build that temple.
Of course, Revelation 11 says it will be built.
And Daniel 9 and chapter 12 refers to its abomination, so there's got to be one.
Amen.
But back to the blood moon, of which, as you said, have been many. But what I want to convey is that if there is no blood moon and a total solar eclipse in a particular year, then, according to Joel's prophecy, that awesome day would not happen that year, which we believe to begin in the fall season, as we have detailed on many programs.
And all archived on our webpage for your added learning pleasure.
That's right. So, amen. Yes. Joel's prophecy could apply this year. So I am extra excited since we also have Daniel 9:27 about to be unveiled, we hope, which is really the most important signal.
And I know you have some added information on that.
Yes, I do. Just like we thought, President Trump will not unveil his peace plan until after the Israeli elections, which now, as we have also said, would be moved to a much earlier date from November to April 9th.
And why did they do that?
Well, for two reasons. Number one, the recent resigning of Israel's Minister of Defense from the Knesset, taking 5 seats away from Netanyahu's coalition government, thus leaving them with only a slim majority of one.
Yeah, that's right. 61 seats out of 120.
This puts them in a difficult situation because now if any leader of the other party groups doesn't get his way, well, he'll just threaten to also pull out, and that collapses the government. So rather than wait for that to happen, early elections is a better option.
Especially since Netanyahu believes he will win again.
Yes, he does. Well, that is if he's not indicted, as he's been fighting some frivolous fraud accusations for a while, just like our president.
And number two.
Okay, number two. Yes, President Trump wants to unveil the peace plan way before November because it might upset some of the people on both sides. So Netanyahu wants to feel secure as prime minister as well before unveiling it. Otherwise, the people could vote him out if elections were held after the unveiling in November, which, by the way, would have been after the fall feasts, and that would mess up our timeline.
And President Trump will not wait that long to unveil the peace plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. He really needs what he thinks will be a positive diversion right now. And this is important. We believe, as we have said, the rapture comes in the fall season, as suggested by James in chapter 5. But we also know we can't be rescued unless Daniel 9:27's treaty is about to soon be confirmed by many and Israel.
Which this peace plan could be if it includes the dividing of Jerusalem.
Yes. And last week there was a leak as to what it contained thus far. And we'll, of course, we know will probably be tweaked, but the Times of Israel reported that, yes, Jerusalem will definitely be divided.
And that in itself is a bombshell.
Well, it is for us, and as we have often said, West Jerusalem will be Israel's capital, and the Palestinians will have their own state and most of their neighborhoods in East Jerusalem. Israel will control some parts of East Jerusalem because their old city, of course, is in there. And it's in immediate environs. However, it added that the Holy Basin area, and that would, I assume, include the Temple Mount, would be jointly run with the Palestinians, Jordan, and it says possibly others.
Possibly others?
Right now it's not specific, but I predict. Watch for the Vatican to be involved here, for who better to run the holy areas, which contains the Catholic Church of the Holy Sepulchre, other than the Pope. Now, as I said, there will be tweaking with certain land swaps and settlements discussed, which will take a few months, moving it toward the fall.
All in perfect timing.
Amen. So, bottom line, saints, Jerusalem that God won back for them in 1967 will be divided, and sovereignty over the Temple Mount will now be shared. In other words, lost. But that's okay, because Scripture says exactly that. In fact, let's read it, and you decide. Read Joel 3, if you could, honey, 1 and 2.
For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
That's right. And that, by the way, is the Kidron Valley on the right side of Jerusalem. And then what's he going to do?
And I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land.
Yes, divided up my land. Could you also read the one in Ezekiel 36, verse 5?
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I have spoken in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, who gave my land to themselves as a possession with wholehearted joy and spiteful minds in order to plunder its open country.
Which basically means it's easier to attack them. So there you have it. That's pretty heavy. God gave them back the land, and now they're going to give it up. And that's the catalyst, the last straw. And it looks like we're going to soon realize this upcoming fulfillment. But, praise the Lord, not the actual start of God's judgment, only that it will begin soon after we make our departure. Saints, if all that doesn't excite you, you got a problem. You need to get right with God, closer to God, certainly something. Because this should excite you. Finally, after all these thousands of years, it's coming together, and you are a part of it. You have been born for such a time as this. So take advantage of this time, because God is depending on you. That's why you're here. You know, I have studied Bible prophecy for decades and believe that what we have laid out for you today is the probable scenario. I'd like to remind you, Israel's so-called peace treaty, remember back in 1993 when everybody thought that was it? But it wasn't it, because this treaty, which was negotiated in Oslo, and it's called the Oslo Accords, it never addressed Jerusalem. But a lot of people, a lot of Christians didn't understand their prophecy and just kind of took parts of it. But I was just coming into studying Revelation at that time. And I even said it doesn't address Jerusalem. So this accord actually said that they should just wait till another time to address Jerusalem. Well, this is that time. Not that we want Jerusalem to be divided, but because the Bible says it will be. And then after the earthly judgment of 7 years, Jesus returns to set up and rule with us from a much better Jerusalem. And he will be king. And we will be his queen. And we will help him rule and reign. But at this point, we just have to be a little more patient as we really watch the sun slowly setting and the darkness to soon cover the whole earth. For now, we must continue to spread the good news of salvation. People are ready to hear it. He needs you to tell everyone you can. And then we'll just wait to see what happens after the Israeli elections. Again, in the meantime, you must utilize and redeem your time wisely. Don't sit in front of the boob tube 24/7 or even 8 hours and not be in his word. That really is an abomination. If you call yourself a Christian, if you're called by his name, you need to be in the word, because the word is what's going to give you that power and the excitement and the stamina and the strength to witness to everybody. In other words, do you have a passion for Christ? If Jesus is not supreme Lord over you yet, repent of your sins immediately, specifically, because it's a part of your deliverance from the evil one in your life. And then invite him into your heart. Open that door, because he's knocking right now. Time is really running out, and be sure your relationship with Jesus is intimate and not just some head knowledge. And I always say, how can you be sure? Well, the simple word is the passion. If Jesus is truly your betrothed one, you will have a desire to know him more with a passion that will draw you into his word to be saturated with his presence. More word, more Jesus. It's just that simple. But you have to crucify your lazy flesh and just do it. Okay, we're about to give the Aaronic blessing here. And as I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, just make God's initial by spreading your fingers and say the Aaronic blessing with me. I'll say it in Hebrew first, and then we'll do it in English. Yevarakaka Adonai v'yishmereka, Ya'er Adonai panav aleka v'yanecha, Yaseh Adna Adonai panav aleka v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, talking about Jerusalem, shall prosper in every way possible, but especially spiritually, and that's the most important. You can read that in Psalm 122, verse 6, and I encourage you to memorize it. Till next time, tell someone about Jesus. Make it a point, and we'll talk again.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.